It's a Live Music Friday here on WKAR. Ben Furman is a mandolinist who's been playing for us all this hour. We're going to chat with Ben here in just a minute after we hear the Siciliano from Sonata No. 1 by J.S. Bach. J.S. Bach's Siciliano from his Sonata No. 1, performed by mandolinist Ben Furman. Not your first time to Current State, but it's nice to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
It's quite a departure from Wissal.
Indeed.
The ensemble. Is Wissal a thing of the past?
Unfortunately, it is. I hate to break it to any listeners who had not already heard the news, but yes, it is now defunct.
Just too many conflicting schedules and too much work trying to keep everybody on the same page?
It is. There's a certain sense of when you're in a band of herding cats.
That was kind of the way it is. Well, this is exciting. You have a performance tonight, and Bach. Is the Telemann piece that we heard earlier also on the program tonight?
It is.
Okay. Tell us about it. You're at the MSU Community Music School tonight.
I am. I'm actually an instructor at the Community Music School, and I teach mandolin there, among other things. And so I decided that since Wissal was ending, I would do a recital there, just kind of show the community what I was doing apart from Wissal and apart from my other projects, and hopefully inspire my students to aspire to their own recitals as well.
You have your undergrad degree is in violin, I understand.
It is. I studied violin performance at Hope College. But then as soon as I graduated, I actually bought a mandolin as a graduation present to myself and ended up playing that much more frequently.
It is a wonderful sound, but it's such a small... I own a mandolin, and I've hammered away at it rather immodestly, but it such a small neck. I suppose as a violinist, it wasn't that big of a transition for you, but I think for some number of guitarists, they're just accustomed to such a wider neck. It's quite a transition.
Yeah, the neck's only a little bit larger than on a violin, but yeah, the right hand going from a bow to a pick is a major transition.
Yeah. Our live Music Friday guest today, Ben Furman, formerly of Wassail. He's doing a solo mandolin recital at 8 o'clock tonight at the MSU Community Music School. You have been up on some billboards around town that people have seen since late last year. Those billboards, they're affiliated, they're part of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing arts billboard collection here. They usually promote visual artists, but you might have been the first composer featured. How did that happen?
Well, they put out the call last September, and I saw it and thought, oh, there's no way that I'll ever get accepted for that. But on the urging of some friends and family, I created an image. I spent about 12 hours doing it since my Photoshop skills are non-existent. Submitted it and was really surprised to get a call from the Arts Council saying, hey, we've selected you for one of the billboards.
And there you are, I think, on I-69, if I'm not mistaken. You were on a billboard on the way to Indiana not too long ago, at least, but they move it around.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. It was on southbound 69, but I have no idea where it's at now.
You also host a podcast. You're an electronic music enthusiast as well, and you host a podcast called Patch In. How did that come about?
Well, the electronic music came about when I did my master's and doctorate at MSU. I studied with Mark Sullivan, who is the head of the electronic music program there, and that got me into it. But the podcast came about through a couple of connections from MSU, Dave McDonald and Nate Blyton, who are both part of the Sound Notion podcast. And I was a guest on their podcast several times, and we had been wanting to do some sort of electronic music project for a while, so we finally were able to put it together.
Patch In is what it's called. And our special guest, Ben Furman, performs tonight at the MSU Community Music School. Bach, Westhoff, Telemann, and others are all on the program. Take it in. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Ben Furman plays us out on Current State. Thanks for listening.